Hello and welcome to another episode of Softball Diaries. I'm your host, Matthew Bukoveski, joined here by my partner, Alex Klegger.
Hey, Softball Universe.
We got a very exciting show for you guys today. We have a recap, and then we're going to go live to Space Camp, for our home away from home, for an interview with Matt Kay, and our Caught Looking segment, which is going to be very interesting about umpiring and ball speed.
Filmed live outside.
And we're going to, go through our normal stuff with stock market and what's on deck for next week.
All right, so first, let's get into the recap of the game on Thursday. First off, the weather was beautiful.
Nicest weather we've had all
year.
Yeah,
walking there, the turf, you could feel the cold air coming up. It was a little strange.
That was a little bizarre.
The humidity was finally dying. Okay, so it was a great game, marked by some pretty professional play out there. The teams that both were there came to win.
I think we saw a good pitching.
It was good pitching, yeah.
Both sides.
Yeah. So, what's the major theme, Buko?
I think I saw one major theme was base running mistakes.
Yeah.
Sort of
cost and violence.
Violence. And base running mistakes. I mean, one of the things that I saw early off was that the Cougars, for the first time, were the underdogs. I think if you just look at the lineup from the Douchers, you sort of see, names like Sam Herman, Zach Gross, all in the same lineup. They look like the stronger team on paper, especially with Enrique and Sam pitching. But in the end, the Cougars came through again. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the tone was set when Zach tried to break up that double play by basically jumping illegally in interference. It was really the competitive spirit was on after that.
You have to say the Cougars were pretty angry about that.
Yeah, and Sam took it out on who? I don't know. He just... He took it out on anyone. Yeah, no, it was that first hit. He ran in third aggressively, came home, and then Kevin was there to make the play. Sam hit his noggin pretty hard on Kevin's knee.
They both took it pretty bad.
Kevin was down for a few minutes after that, but was able to rally and pitch effectively.
Yeah, I mean, you have to say he was maybe the hero for the Cougars. Maybe not on the pitching. He was amazing. He was
pitching well. He's inducing a lot of... We had double play opportunities. I don't know if it converted any, but they were there.
I mean, he wasn't throwing hard, but he was throwing effectively. I don't think people were used to hit those pitches that were starting up in the zone and then, planing out. Very difficult to
game management was good. We also saw the return of Enrique.
Enrique, yeah.
Pitching. He was pitching inside effectively like I've seen no one else pitch.
Yeah, that was good to see. It was good to see the art of the pitcher again,
Yeah, the batters were off balance.
Yeah, definitely.
So the second major running fiasco, base running fiasco?
That was the one with the bases wound up being loaded and every single player on the field took turns making a base running error.
Yeah, I'm glad you don't score the running because that would be very confusing. It was outfield, infield, home, second, third, back to second, I think.
Yeah, I think what happened is someone rounded third and then
aggressively rounded third and then
Sam tried to follow him to third.
Yeah, I believe the Doucher's motto was don't stop running.
Yeah, it was don't stop running and the Cougars were not willing to make a mistake by trying to throw behind someone and so they tried to run them back to the base, but every time they were just going to let them go back to the base, someone was running to that base, two people running to that base,
yeah,
and it wound up with
Zach Gross converged on third, and then,
Not exactly the finest moment in softball history, I don't think.
No.
And then finally, there was perhaps the most infamous moment. You were involved. Let's hear your take on this story.
Okay, so yes, Sam took a big turn off of second onto third, and then the guy at third, whoever was on third,
Enrique,
basically backtracked, and so there was two guys at third. Sam comes barreling back to me. I get the ball
at second,
shortstop, and I was just trying to apply the tag. It was a shoulder high tag. Maybe it should have been a little lower, and Sam barreled his head into it. It's the second time Sam got hit in the head, and Sam had, not on purpose, hit me on the head, so it's a little bit of retribution. And Sam was pretty upset about it.
Yeah, he was definitely very upset about it. I think at heat of the moment, he was very angry.
He suspected nefarious, but there was nothing. I didn't mean to hurt him, anything like that. He shook it off, though.
Yeah, he shook it off. As far as numbers go, he had a really good game.
He got hits. He just made outs on the base path. Yeah. Running errors, which we, are allowed.
Right. And he gave up that home run. which Matt Kay's home run, which I guess is wind up being the difference point of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you could maybe point to some misplay in the field on that, but it was he hit the ball really hard.
Yeah. So it's a big win for the Cougars.
Yeah, Cougars. And what was undefeated.
What was the final score?
5-3.
All right.
Space Camp for barbecue, and to interview our next guest, Matthew Kay.
Here he is. Give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And we're in his room right now, and I see a lot of musical instruments around. And
a lot of softball related things. There is this little catcher's mitt kind of thing.
There's a Red Sox hat, whatever.
Well, there's a baseball theme.
I was saying Boo Hearns.
Okay, well, I was just wondering, if you could pick a walk-up music, what music would that be?
Probably Still Dre.
Still Dre, okay. All right. I like that. That's
not
good.
Not bad.
Got a good beat.
Yeah. The Little League World Series is going on right now in Williamsport, PA. They always have their favorite player. A few of their favorite players this year have been Matt Kay. So do you have any words of advice as their role model?
Is that true? That's amazing.
That's been happening. It comes off ESPN.
From Indiana, he was talking about Matt Kay. Likes the way he plays the field.
I mean, I'm not surprised to hear that, but that does make my day.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel
advice,
really good.
As their role model.
Yeah.
I think just be better than everyone else.
Be better than everyone else.
Be sure to tell everyone you're better than them.
Second advice...
think about
drink
it.
More than anyone else.
Okay, but they're 12. You know that they're 12.
Yeah, but
if they start early.
Like Danny Almonte was like 15, but most of them are 12.
I'm saying I'm not a role model, but I'm just trying to give advice from my experience. All right, and those two things, I get it done.
I think you're taking the DeSean Jackson route, which is I don't want to be a role model because I'm kind of...
But I'm going to go on The View.
But I'm going to be on The View anyway.
I'm
going to
go on The View.
Maybe if you could be with a cancer survivor or something like that. Or...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, that doesn't matter.
Do you have any good memories of softball? Anything that you want to recall a little bit? It doesn't matter.
So far?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm still a rookie.
I'm
having a breakout rookie season right now, but I am still a rookie.
Probably
true. People have taken notice.
Yeah.
Probably rookie of the year. I mean, he said it. My favorite memory so far, probably this week, game-winning home run off of Sam. The kids maybe still got it, Herman.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I like that.
He had a rough game. He got begged her out a little bit in that one, both mentally and
a little bit. Yeah, he got
physically.
Yeah. Let's talk about that real quick.
We will talk about that. Okay, I think we actually have already talked about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's already been discussed.
That already happened.
Because he was furious at you.
Oh, yeah.
This is
interesting. Right. Can we talk about this for a second?
We can just talk about this now instead of talking about it before
this. We can always edit.
Well, but we talked about this in a segment before, in theory. We're recording this one first.
Okay.
I don't know. Sam had a rough game.
Yeah. You hit him in the face.
Yes, but, he collided with Kevin Roseman or Rosenberg.
Yeah, Roseman.
His head to his knee.
Yeah.
And then Sam accidentally hit me in the face with
a
softball. It was a ricochet.
Yeah.
And then, I just applied the tag. It was a shoulder-high tag.
Yeah.
It hit him in the face pretty hard. It was obviously not my fault. It was obviously not Sam's fault. It was not my intention to hit him.
You know
that
what?
Hard.
I'm going to come down. I'm going to have a controversial position on this.
Okay.
I think it was Sam's fault. I don't think it was your fault at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being neutral here. I don't think Sam was aggressive on the base running.
I think Sam's over aggressiveness on the base paths
might have
caused injury,
but we don't.
Might have cost his team the game.
Yeah,
it definitely was certainly a more physically impactful game than usual. I'd say.
Absolutely,
some close calls. Okay, but moving on.
I don't know why he was going to third on that play at all. Really, I mean, there was somebody at third. What was he doing going to third?
Well, I mean, Enrique rounded third like he should. And I think Sam took that as the "I'm going home" sign and tried to take.
Well,
third.
Luckily my teammates backed me up and the ball was
true.
There. I was able to make that play.
No, it was good. It was good. It was definitely a good defensive play.
I was happy about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Matt Kay, you've been playing. I don't know. 4 or 5 games or something like that.
That's only on the stats. I played two or three games before that.
But if you could have one guy on your team, who
favorite
would
teammate?
Be? Favorite teammate.
Sam.
Yeah. So you is it just his baseball skill, personality, everything?
Talk about him a little bit.
I think he's a cool guy. I think it's good that he's. I like his level of effort. He's really into it, but he's not like Buko level, like too
into too
it.
Into
I'm
it.
Too into it.
No, yeah. now you're great.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's into it, but like he still seems cool.
He's, right, he's not just that, but he's like, you know, he can.
He'll still dive for a ball, but he'll laugh about it. Or is that not what you're going for? There?
Exactly. No, okay. You got it. You nailed it.
I like that a whole lot.
If he fucks up, he'll laugh about it. Great teammate. Other great teammates include no one. I don't like it. No. Steph.
Drop the mic. Walk away.
Steph is a great teammate, I think.
Okay.
Robin, surprisingly good teammate. Because I think he's getting better every week.
I think he is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to buy. I know we're not doing buy sell, but I'm going to buy on Robin.
Defensively improving as well.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. So he could be playing good second base now.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm buying.
All right. So, in addition to, you know, bats and balls, the biggest aspect of softball is the beer. What's your favorite beer to drink while you're playing softball and why?
Well, I do the... This week I did the Miller High Life whiskey flask combo.
This is good shit. Right
a few
here.
Other times I've done the Bud Ice whiskey flask combo. I don't.
That sounds
is that,
awful.
Is that
I don't approve.
Is that like Robin's influence on you?
I think so. Well, I think so. I mean,
Bud
it's
Ice
also,
I think of as Robin. I don't know.
Robin likes it's a good, a cheap deal. It's all
gross.
Economical. Here's what you don't get. It's all economical. It's like 5.5%.
You also have to worry about your athletic ability. You know, you got to increase.
That's why I changed to Miller High Life.
Ah, there you go.
The champagne of beers. It's like I've already won the game and I'm popping some champagne.
That's true. I mean, it's something you can drink.
Like I won. I've been there. The Cougars won the
championship game.
Well, on that note. Do you consider yourself more of a Cougar or a Doucher?
Yeah.
Well, since I've been on the Cougars every single week,
so every week,
consider myself
so,
a Cougar.
So you're a Cougar. Say it.
Oh, I'm a Cougar.
Would you be upset if you were drafted to a Doucher?
Absolutely not. I'd be...
No allegiance.
You know what? I would be happy to be drafted to the Doucher so I could get them their first
win.
He
wants to be on the Doucher.
He wants to bring a victory to Doucher Town.
Wow, yeah. So
honestly,
really
though, thinking about it, I think I might have been on the Douchers once.
Okay, might have been a Doucher once.
Because I do think I lost the first week I played.
That was pre-stats. You've definitely douche in the past, though.
I've been a douche a lot of my life.
Okay.
Yeah. But only once in softball.
Okay, so, I mean, everybody could not help but notice the slip-ons that you wore...
Yeah.
This week.
I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah, I can see them right now.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
So, what kind of thought goes into the footwear that you wear when you get ready to play softball?
We've seen a lot of different types of footwear.
You know, there's Converse, there's some sneakers. BT wore spikes once, I think.
He wears cleats every game.
Every game.
Yeah.
Every game.
So, the story behind the slip-ons, the Vans.
I wore the ship brown.
I wore them with socks at the game.
It's true. I didn't want to say. I didn't want to like call you out on that, but you were wearing
which several people made mention of. Mm-hmm. And today, right now, I'm wearing them no socks. I'm going hipster style.
Well, I mean, we are at a barbecue.
I mean, that's
we're at a barbecue. We're not
that's regular style.
We're not in a very serious sporting event as we were on Thursday night. Now, the reason I wore these shoes is because the shoes that I wore the week before. Had holes in the bottom. They were white boat shoes.
You can't really run in boat shoes very well. Do you have sneakers? Do you even own sneakers?
Boats and hose.
I would call these sneakers.
Okay.
And
they are rubber.
If we need to get down to the bottom of it, Stanton gave me these shoes, and I felt like they were lucky.
Did you get those at the swap meet?
I swapped with Stanton.
Okay.
I didn't give him anything.
I swapped something.
It was more of a charity case situation.
Okay.
He gave me these shoes.
They seem new.
And I said, hey... These shoes don't have holes in them. I'm going to wear them now.
Okay.
And so I wore them to softball, and then I fucking hit the game-winning home run.
Oh, shit.
With socks.
Booyah. All right.
Socks, bitch.
Thanks so much for this interview. We're going to keep you around for another segment.
Yeah.
All right. Get up.
Thanks for keeping listening. We are now in the backyard of Space Camp. This is a live podcast, and the barbecue is happening on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got Matt Kay here. Steve Patrick just left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buko's still here. All right. So this is the Sabermetric Symposium part of this show where we talk about, you know, statistics, next level baseball shit.
Yeah.
So first up's umpiring. Matt, have you ever umpired? You're still with us.
I have briefly. I don't like to do it.
Why don't you like to do it?
I mean, it seems like an obligation.
vacation, a job.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
There's really no winning.
You gotta be serious about it, and you know.
Now that brings up a question too. Why doesn't anybody want to be coach?
I don't understand
it's
that.
The same
either.
Thing.
I mean, listen, I didn't like being captain because, I mean.
I don't know. It's just like the blame goes directly to you and the boost or the, you know.
Well, what about, I think the credit does too. The credit goes to you.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of pressure.
Talk to Jimmy Rollins about that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of pressure in that, like, you have to put someone, like, you can't keep putting the same person in right field, or you shouldn't keep.
Yeah, you gotta play politics. You gotta play politics.
You gotta occasionally let them play third base or second base or something. You know, as a manager,
believe
you know that's not the best thing.
I have made that decision. I put Sean Carr in the outfield, and he has come back to bite me in the ass.
I will
not feel good about that.
I will say, though, that the player refs have been great. I don't think anybody's been biased. I think maybe they make mistakes occasionally.
It's hard
but
to make
okay.
that strikeout call.
I don't mean to
be good.
I don't mean to tell.
But you are going to be doing it right
I am
now.
Going to be doing that because I think it helps that I'm not on a team, but I'm still paying attention and that I can.
No, it's absolutely useful to have a truly unbiased judge because, but most of the time we have not had a serious problem because usually the umpire is, you know,
unbiased.
The guy,
it doesn't matter.
But usually the umpire is on the same exact team as the guy at bat. It's not in his, you know, best judgment to call a strikeout, but he has to do it.
Okay. Well, all right. Next up, I want to talk about, there are some pitchers that are throwing just way too hard. I think it's an issue because I don't like seeing a ton of strikeouts.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Listen, you, I think, like it because you can catch up with it.
Right.
But I don't think everyone is at your level.
I see what you're saying.
A lot of pitchers warm up a little bit too fast, adjust quickly. There's a few pitchers that have not adjusted quick enough, and that is a problem.
Throwing way too hard.
You seem fired up. Who are you saying?
Tim Flanagan throws too hard.
Well, he's a drunk. He's a drunk.
You realize you're off the team.
No, man. I'm
all right. No, we're recording, okay? Five more minutes. All right. So we're talking about, Buka is obsessed with Tim Flanagan
this
throwing too fast.
This is a perfect segue for your question.
He does throw too
now,
fast.
Now, what I'll say about pitchers is they're not throwing too fast. I think they do a good job adjusting
to
girls.
I agree.
And I have noticed that they're throwing way slower to girls.
What about the medium player guys that aren't the top level? That
they need to step their shit up. They need to catch up.
Robin's not going to go to
it. Robin's been on base several times in the past couple games.
He gets on base. He's a good fielder,
too. And I think he has been catching up to the ball. And he's a good fielder. And I think
that...
What I'm saying is the pitching is fine.
It's a self-imposed kind of thing.
Matt Kay, are you better at Beirut or softball?
All right, moving on.
I'm better at Beirut. And that segues
are you
me
talking
right
about
now
beer pong?
Into saying I have to go play Beirut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You have a point. I think Cougars for life until I get picked
so
to the Douchers.
So you're a Cougar for life.
Until I get picked to the Douchers.
And then you're a Doucher for life. Then you're going to just fucking love Doucher.
Right. Douchers for life if I get picked.
Good luck in your future Beirut endeavors.
Thank you,
sir. All right. Thanks a lot.
Well, now it's time for my favorite segment. It's the stock market.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to take turns buying or selling players. This week we have a very interesting trend we get to see, which are the Fitzpatrick siblings.
Yeah, it seems like Steve's bringing another one of his siblings every single week. I think he could keep going until 2016.
Right. So 2 weeks ago we had Regina, and then last
the youngest.
Week, the youngest. Steve's the second youngest, and then the third youngest showed up. This was Andrew.
Andrew, yeah.
And he had a big impact on the game,
yeah,
too.
It's kind of funny. Him and Steve have the same exact swing, kind of look the same exact as well, apparently. They look a little different, but they get that all the time,
still
I imagine.
Gingers.
Yeah, same swing, though.
Yeah, I mean, he wound up going 1-for-3, but he had a two-run double, which turned
into...
It was a
big double. It was a well-hit ball to right field.
It got away from Sarah Dombrowski, but...
Yeah, it was still hit hard.
He hit the ball really hard, and he's got that same Fitzpatrick swing where he hit the ball the other way. That slap hitter, I don't know if it's a mentality or a swing, but it was pretty good. So what are you thinking? If Steve brings... I'm gonna throw a name out there, John. If Steve brings John next week, are you gonna
Clarence
buy?
Clarence, you know? I'm gonna have to buy. You know, the play that they got out of the Fitzpatrick sibling this week was pretty good.
Yeah,
and it's trending upwards.
Yeah, and I kind of like the way that they all hit it to right field. You know, if you're gonna hit the ball in the air, it's a good spot to put it in. You know, there's not always the best fielder out there in right field, so it's maybe. A good strategy. So I'm definitely buying the Fitzpatricks.
Yeah. You think that there's any of Fitzpatrick siblings that don't have red hair?
Oh God, I can't imagine that.
I don't know.
It would be very frightening.
There's a bookie. I think I'm gonna take that bet.
I think there maybe is an old one that maybe just doesn't have much hair at all. But
Pat,
doesn't count.
Yeah, I think he's gotta be. Okay. So next up we have Sharif Great Barrier Reef. Valentine. King Chief Keef,
yeah.
Sharif.
Okay, it's his own nickname, folks.
Yeah, Sharif is an enigmatic player.
Yeah,
obviously.
The prototypical boomer bust player. I mean, you don't know what you're gonna get. Carries a big stick. He's got a cannon in the outfield.
Yeah, he's got probably the best arm for outfield assists and things like that.
And he's not really fast.
Not afraid to play center field.
But he's also impatient, doesn't fully understand the game, and...
Yeah, his instincts are athletic, but not softball-centric.
And he can get frustrated at times.
Yeah, definitely. You could have some lost games if you don't, if he gets in a bad mood.
And mostly you see, you will occasionally just swing at a pitch that is at his head or behind the backstop. He doesn't seem to mind.
He's kind of playing the game within the game.
Yeah,
really should just be playing the game.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he should take a note out of Vlad Guerrero's book and stop swinging quite as much.
Wow.
Anyway, so are you buying or selling on
TFL? I'm going to buy just because I've seen an improvement this season, and if he's willing to relax and settle down, he can be a decent hitter. Fielding's good. We can both agree on the fielding.
Yeah. I guess I'll buy for the same reason, just because he has improved, and I think he's shown a general interest in when he first started playing. I don't think he cared that much, and he was just sort of there. Now he's gotten to the point where he's competitive. He wants to get better, and that's a good sign for a guy with those raw tools. He'll start to develop them, and I foresee him, if he gets a pitch he can hit, it's going to go a long way,
Hopefully it's a Don Brown situation.
Yeah, and you can maybe get him late in the draft. So.
For sure, and he could be a game winner.
Absolutely.
Okay, so next up we got Robin.
Robin, the boy wonder Korean.
Yeah. So, Robin has only recently come out softball a few times. He's an above-average batter, good on base, and he's pretty good in the field.
Right. Now, this brings a question, as someone who was captain often, where do I pick him? Do I go out and reach? I'm afraid to go reach and get Robin, because I'm not sure,
He's a piece, but he's not the big piece.
He's definitely not the big piece. Ah, God, it's tough for me.
He loses a little bit of utility because I think outfield play is a little bit suspect. He's a solid second baseman. He could probably play other positions in the infield as well.
And we haven't had to see him make too many throws to first base, which I'm a little suspect about that. That's why I think it's a soft sell for me.
Soft sell?
I think he's good. I think he can give you... a hit maybe, and maybe, a good outfield.
But. Yeah, I'm just going to stick with this, the political, and I'm going to do a soft buy, but it's a situational thing. It's got to be depend on the competitive level around him.
Mm.
But I hope he keeps coming out because he's definitely improving.
Yeah, and it's good.
But we'll see what the ceiling is.
That's true.
All right, so now we're going to do the preview for next week. Okay, we got a lot of stuff going on in our personal lives coming up. First off, next week will be probably a stat-free week, so all you stat freaks out there can relax for a week. Yeah. And Buka, so why is it going to be a stat-free week?
Well, I am getting surgery on my right knee for ACL.
Yep.
I tore it. They're going to be taking a little tendon from my hamstring and attaching it to where the ACL used to be.
That's better than getting a cadaver because you don't want, a zombie leg, idle hands or something like that.
That's all that went through my mind when I heard about the cadaver thing.
Yeah, but there's also a possibility you could get, a super athletic dude. But most likely it's, an 80-year-old dude anyway. You don't want that cadaver.
Oh, I don't want that cadaver.
Yeah,
but,
so
you're going to
be on the bench for a little while.
Right, so I probably will miss this game, and maybe if there's one in 2 weeks, I'll be able to hobble.
We'll see how it goes. I think it should be okay. I think 11 days after my ACL surgery, I was in Yankee Stadium watching the Phillies play, so that's a good baseline for you.
That definitely. Obviously, I have to.
It's a little bit closer than the Bronx.
It is slightly closer.
Anyway, good luck with that. Hope everything goes well. We'll be sending your well wishes on Thursday, I'm sure.
Right. I hear you have an exciting Thursday.
Yeah, so while you're going to be staring into the abyss, I will also be staring into abyss of sorts. That is deep sea fishing. I'm going fishing on Thursday. I can't wait. It's Thursday. I should be getting back in time to come on Thursday. I know you guys are worried about that. And regale you with the fish. I swear, you should have seen the one that got away. It was this big. So there was a lot of negative reactions, or just reactions in general to the last podcast.
We like seeing
reactions. We want this to be an open dialogue, with the interviews and stuff like that. So anyway, if you guys have comments, please send your comments to the show. We will read the letter out loud and respond to it. We haven't gotten.
If you want to say that you hate Alex, it's okay. Please send that in. We will read it out loud.
Yeah, be more creative though. I mean, you know.
Yeah, a little constructive criticism.
But send your letters in, you know, and we'll read them and respond to them on air.
Because we know you have opinions. Yeah, that's one thing we know for sure.
Anyway, the Facebook invite's not out yet, but it might be by the time you're listening to this. I hope you enjoyed it. We mixed up a little bit. And next week, you know, bring your A game.
Right. And we'd like to thank Matt K, obviously, and all of Space Camp for a delightful barbecue and the interview that was, you know, we might have had a few to drink. That's all I got to say about that.
Yes.
All right.
Well, okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Keep on listening.
Exactly.